Fortunately for Luther, there was more than noisy adulation among the people. A few sober minds knew how relentless the papal wolves would be in tracking him down after the safe conduct expired. And so a kidnapping and removal to a safe place was planned. Luther made a detour along the road to Wittenberg in order to visit relatives at Mora. For months, the outside world knew only that he had been captured near there in the Thüringen Forest by a band of knights. Many lamented him as dead, but gradually the flow of thorny letters to his adversaries and the new treatises rolling from the press allayed their fears. By a circuitous route, Luther had been conveyed to the Wartburg, an ancient forest castle near Eisenach. He arrived on May 4, and, with the exception of short trips into the forest and to nearby villages, did not leave for 7 months. To outward appearance, he was Junker George, a carefree bearded knight with sword swinging impressively at his side. The secret was well kept, and at the outset, even the elector who authorized the masquerade did not know Luther's whereabouts. Luther chafed at his forced inactivity, and ever the monk fell to contemplation and examination of himself. Could past generations and earlier scholars have been so completely out of step with the gospel? Could a mere friar be right against them all? Might he not be in error and drag many others to eternal damnation? Hard work helped take his mind off his problems. During his stay in Wartburg, in addition to correspondence and pamphlets, he authored a work on confession, expositions on several psalms, a commentary on the Magnificat, had a volume of sermons on the epistles and gospels well underway, and had translated the entire New Testament into German. Prayer and study restored his conviction. To doubt or even to remain silent was like going against conscience, neither right nor safe. With conviction came a sense of divine commission. When events called him back into the world again, he went courageously and with determination. He was a revolutionary, but a conservative one. That quality is what took him back to Wittenberg.